Welcome, welcome back, family, to another powerful episode of Unveiled by Grace. Today's message, well, for the new listeners, because you guys have been tuning in and we've been gaining just new supporters every day. So for the new supporters here at Unveiled by Grace, I am your brother David, and welcome. We welcome you. But I just kind of want to get right into it today, man. Right into it. Today's message is personal, prophetic, and weighty. Hallelujah. This message is for every believer who's been in a season where you said, Lord, why is this happening? Why am I going through this? Why is the pressure so intense? Why is the fire so hot? I came to tell you today, the level of the testing brings a greater testimony. Not regular, not ordinary, not casual, but greater. Hallelujah. According to the word of God, every deep test, every trial, every fire, every wilderness, and every situation that stretches you, hallelujah, is connected to a testimony that will shake your family, your bloodline, your generation, and your destiny. So this teaching today is aligned completely with the word of God, as we do here, backed by scripture and fueled by the Holy Spirit. So let's get right into it. James 1. First, I must tell you, God never tests without purpose. He never tests you. He never tests without purpose. Hallelujah. James 1, 2 and 4 says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, the Bible doesn't say if you face trials, it says when. See, trials are not accidental, they are intentional. Your test is not random, it is targeted. Your trial is not empty, it is filled with divine purpose. Because God uses testing as the womb where testimony is formed. Hallelujah. See, you don't get spiritual authority without process. You don't get spiritual maturity without fire. You don't walk in power without pressure. See, everything God uses, he tests it. Everything God raises, he refines. Everything God promotes, he prepares. Hallelujah. So the level of your testing reveals the level of your calling. Oh, let's get ready. We're about to get into it. Hallelujah. But I hope you guys have your coffee. I hope you guys are doing well this morning. I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for tuning in. And we're about to go a little deeper or a little higher this morning. Hallelujah. So grab your coffee, because that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to grab my coffee now. So give me a moment and I'll be right back. I have the coffee. The coffee is hot. And we are ready to go. Hallelujah. See, Job did not ask to be tested. But God trusted Job enough to allow the test. Job 1 shows us a conversation in heaven where God says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Which means sometimes, your test is not because of what you did wrong. Hallelujah. It's because of what you did right. Ooh. How many of y'all feeling away this morning about that? Yes. Sometimes your test is not because of what you did wrong. It's because of what you did right. Your integrity invites elevation. Your obedience attracts assignment. Your faith stirs heaven's attention. Job 42:5 is the whole revelation of this. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Job said, I used to know God by information, but now I know him by revelation. Now I know him by encounter. Now I know him by experience. That is what your test is producing. An encounter that becomes a testimony. Hallelujah. And see, that's what the message was going to be about this morning, but maybe tomorrow, Friday, it'll be perfect for that. About how an encounter shifts and changes everything. An encounter with Jesus, an encounter. I tell you, you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. See, what God is birthing in you through testing is something you will preach for the rest of your life. That is why, that's what we're getting to that. Hallelujah. See, the wilderness test with Jesus before public power. Let's go to Luke. Luke 4:1 says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, was led into the wilderness. He went in full, but came out in power. Verse 14 says, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. You go in one way, but you come out another. In the wilderness, he was tested in identity. He was tested in authority. He was tested in obedience. He was tested in hunger. He was tested in assignment. Before Jesus could step into his miracle ministry, he had to survive the test. Hold on. You must survive the test before, hallelujah. See, before the water became wine, there was a wilderness. Before the blind eyes opened, there was a battle. Before demons were cast out, there was a confrontation with Satan himself. If testing came before power for Jesus, testing will come before power for you. You cannot skip the wilderness and want the glory. You cannot avoid the test and expect the testimony. Hallelujah. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 says, the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to test you, to know what was in your heart. Listen, God doesn't test you because he needs answers. He tests you so you can see your own heart. Ooh. Testing exposes pride, fear, insecurity, hidden motives, unsubmitted areas, unhealed places. That's a big one. But it also reveals strength you didn't know you had, faith that's real, endurance that's supernatural, obedience under pressure, growth and maturity. See, testing is a diagnostic. It reveals where you are so God can prepare where he's taking you. Hallelujah. He tests before he trusts. He processes before he promotes. He breaks before he builds.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, let me get a sip of this coffee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope this word is blessing someone this morning or this evening, whenever you're listening to it. I hope it's blessing you. Hallelujah. So let's go to Luke 22:31-32. Jesus says, "Peter, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat," which means every test is permission based. "Hell can't touch you without divine authorization." Then Jesus says, "But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you return, strengthen your brothers." See, Peter's test produced repentance, brokenness, humility, compassion, leadership, ministry, apostolic authority. See, your test is not just for you. Your testimony will strengthen others. Your breakthrough will deliver your family. Your scars will teach others how to heal. My God. My God. God is birthing something through you that will outlive you. Hallelujah. Romans 5:3-5 says, "Tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." In other words, struggle builds stamina, fire builds focus, pressure builds patience, and trials build testimony. So every time you endure, you grow. Every time you submit, you mature. And every time you trust God in pain, you shift levels. See, God is developing spiritual muscles. He's stretching your faith. He's increasing your capacity for destiny. Some testimonies require you. They require you to carry more weight, because they will impact more people. Get your weight up. 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 Ooh, that sounds like a song or something. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Let's go to Psalm 66, verses 10 to 12. It says, "You have tested us. You brought us into the net. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. See, the fire is the gate to the wealthy place. The test is the hallway to testimony, and the pressure is the passage to promotion. We drop it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Ooh, help me, help me. Hallelujah. See, God uses the furnace to prepare you for the future. The wealthy place, spiritually, emotionally, financially, in purpose, requires a tested vessel. It's a requirement. So I prophesy this directly into your spirit. Your test is not for your destruction. It is for your distinction. Your trial is not the end. It is the elevation. Your wilderness is not punishment. It is preparation. Your fire is not designed to kill you. It is designed to purify you. The power of God is about to reveal in you. The power God is about to reveal in you is only possible because of what you survived. You will not waste your suffering. You will not waste your pain. You will not waste your tears. God is turning your test into a testimony that will shake the kingdom of darkness and glorify Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, what we should be doing while we're being tested. 1, stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Sorry about that, guys. I had to tune to something. But yes, so what do we have to do while we're being tested? 1, stay faithful. Galatians 6:9. Do not grow weary. 2, stay in prayer. Luke 18:1. Men ought always to pray. Stay in the word. Stay in the word. Psalms 119. Thy word is a lamp. Stay submitted. Stay obedient. And stay expectant. Romans 8:28. All things work together. Do these things consistently, and your testimony will be undeniable. Hallelujah. So, family, hear this clearly. The size of your warfare reveals the size of what you carry. My God. The intensity of the storm reveals the magnitude of your calling. The pressure of the testing reveals the weight of your testimony. See, God invests heavy battles into chosen vessels. You are chosen. You are marked. You are called. You are anointed. Hallelujah. And your testimony will not be small. It will be large, global, generational, transformative. God allowed the testing because he intends to reveal himself through you. I'm going to say that again. God allowed the testing because he intends to reveal himself through you in a way that will leave people speechless. Hallelujah. Your testing is the seed. Your testimony is the harvest. Hallelujah. And the harvest will be plentiful. So, let me get you guys out of here. I feel like I've had enough of your time today. So let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for testing us, refining us, preparing us, and shaping us. Thank you for every trial you are using for our good. Thank you for every fire that is producing purity. Thank you for every wilderness that is producing power. Strengthen every listener. Renew their faith, Lord. Restore their hope. Fill them with endurance and bring them into the wealthy place prepared for them since before the foundation of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Family, thank you guys for joining me today for this powerful episode. If today's word blessed you, share it with someone who's going through a test. Their testimony is coming, and yours is too. Grace and peace, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. This is your brother David, and this is Unveiled by Grace. Have a blessed day. Shalom.